Yes, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus. My name is Jody, and again, we'll be taking a look at some scripture here this morning, and I trust and believe in my heart that you'll be encouraged as you, again, seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness. We look into His Word and be transformed in our minds, the renewing of our minds by the cleansing of God's Word. And so, it is not in vain, brothers, that we meet together here and look at the Word of God. So I encourage you that way. Meditate on the Lord's Word and let Him speak to you through His Word. I know you'll be blessed, just like all those that would do the same, to look to Him. We are taking a look at being content. And as we talked a little bit about that yesterday, and we want to take a scriptural look at being content. What does the Scripture say? We know what the world would say. Being content would have just a whole various bunch of answers there. But the Bible tells us some certain things, and I want to focus in on the truth of the Scriptures here. Being content, and you know, the opposite of content would be covetousness. We'd be coveting. If we're not content, we're wanting, we're coveting something. And so the question we must ask ourselves is, am I content? Or am I full of covetousness? And so hopefully we can let the Word of God discern those things in our hearts here. And so I'd like to take a look at some more scripture. And yesterday we looked at Philippians chapter 4. And Paul there was saying, he was talking about being content, whether he was full or hungry, if he had a lot or a little, he's learned how to be content. And that's the key. He said, I've learned to be content. And so that is something I believe you and I can really tap into here. We need to learn how to be content, because we don't know how automatically. I think we must be taught, and we're taught by the Word of God. Learn to be content. That's what I'd like to look at today, and we'll be looking at Luke chapter 3, and I know you'll be familiar with the story. This is where John the Baptist was come out into the wilderness. He's going to baptize many people. Multitudes of people were coming to him, and God was drawing them to Himself. And we'll just break in here at verse 7 of Luke chapter 3. And it says, then he said, John the Baptist said, to the multitude that came forth to be baptized with him, this is what he said, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children of Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the people asked him, saying, what shall we do then? He answered and saith unto them, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. And he that hath meat, let him do likewise. Then came also publicans to be baptized, and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, exact no more than that which is appointed you. Don't cheat anybody, is what he's saying. Verse 14, and the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence no man, neither accuse any falsely, and here it is, and be content with your wages. Now, I don't know, I'm just going to have to guess here, but I would suspect that there's a time in your life where maybe you weren't content with your wages. Now, this is something that apparently the soldiers were struggling with, being content with their wages. Maybe they were paid poorly, I don't know, but I think that sometimes we wrestle with that, wondering, did I get paid enough for what I've just done here? And it can be something that will grip us if we're not careful. And here, John the Baptist is encouraging these soldiers. He's saying he doesn't want them to do violence to any man. He doesn't want them to accuse any falsely, no lying there and accusing, and be content with your wages. I've heard a lot of people And they say different things about their wages, and many times they're not very content with wages. And so here he is encouraging them to be content with your wages. Maybe you struggle with that, maybe not, I don't know, but I know that's pretty common to man, struggling with those things. And he's saying, you need to be content with your wages. It'll be okay. God's going to be, he's going to take care of things. Just be content with your wages. And of course, contentment is what we're looking at this morning. So these are some of the verses that are kind of keying in to those. And so I'd like to read another passage of Scripture. This one would be 1 Timothy 6, and I'll just read the first 12 verses. He says in chapter 6 of 1 Timothy, let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. So you see that word came up several times. Verse 6 said that godliness with contentment is great gain. And he's reminding us that you brought nothing into this world, and it is certain nothing is going to go out with you. You're not going to hang on to any of the riches this world has to offer. And then he says, verse 8, and having food and raiment, let us therewith be therewith content. Now, I don't know about you, but I am very challenged with that scripture, because I believe that if things were reduced in our lives to food and clothing, raiment there being clothing, if that's all we had was food and clothing, would we truly be content? I just want to be straightforward with you. I think my flesh would struggle a bit with that. I want to be content with food and clothing, but if everything else you had was gone tomorrow, but you had food and clothing, would you be content? And I'm not just picking on you. I ask myself this question. Would you be content with food and clothing? I wrestle some with that. My flesh is not happy with food and clothing. But the scriptures here were encouraging us that we need to be content with that. And hopefully, if that day ever comes to us, that we would be content with food and clothing. We should be content there. So anyways, we're looking at this, how to be content. And I think there's something that's hidden in here. If we can find ourselves content with food and clothing, then I believe some doors are going to open up for our hearts to be content. Now again, let's pray for each other. You pray for me, I'll pray for you and all of God's people, that we could be content with food and clothing. That's a pretty serious meditation there, and I don't want to take that lightly. I say this with fear and trembling. This is a key for us to be content, is to let go of all these things that tend to drown us and pull us down, like the rich man that we're reading about there, that falls into temptation and a snare by, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. The love of money is a very, very deadly, dangerous thing, and we have to be very purposed in our hearts to let God root that out of us and not be having the love of money. Let me keep going here. I'd like to get to another scripture here. And I'm going quickly here, so I just, again, encourage you to go back through and read these scriptures, meditate on them, think about them. Hebrews 13, and I'd like to read the first 5 verses. He says, "Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Now, again, we're given some encouragement here, and we're to let these things be evident in our lives, letting brotherly love continue, and to be kind to strangers even. And then verse 5, he says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness." Now, conversation here is a word that, if we look that up, it's that word is not just what comes out of our mouth. We tend to think of that as being conversation, and it is, but this word here is actually a mode or a style, a manner of your character. So he's talking about who we are here. Let your person be without covetousness. Let your life be an example of having not covetousness. And he says, and be content with such things as you have. Now, that, again, that's a question. Now, we can answer that quickly and say, oh, yeah, I'm happy with what I have. But I want you to really let God probe your heart here and search it out. And are you content with such things as you have? And, again, I'm asking myself these same questions. Am I content, Lord? Am I content with what I have? Or do I just want a little bit more, like that rich man we talked about? Just a little bit more, and I'll be happy. I don't know about you, but I've had that carrot dangle before me before, and you never get there. That's because we're going to learn about scriptural contentment, and that is very different than what the world says. And so that's why we're looking at these things. So we're encouraged here, let our conversation, let our being, let our person, let our manner be without covetousness. Remember, I was talking about if you're content, that's very good, but if you're not content, you're going to be covetous. Okay, that's the opposite. That's the, like the counter side of being content and being covetous. And so he's saying, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. So we're going to take a look again, like I say, Lord willing, we'll look at some scriptures about being content and why we can be content and how we can be content. So hopefully this will be challenging to you, and I hope that this will encourage you to go and search out the scriptures for yourself. Don't ever just take what somebody says, myself or anybody else. Check it out. Be like the Bereans, that they looked at the scriptures to see if it was so. So I encourage you to do that. Look at the scriptures. See what God is saying about being content and the dangers and the snares and pitfalls of not being content. Look it up. Study God's word. Look in there. Find out what he's saying to us. And I know you'll be blessed. I know it'll be encouraging to you. And God will give us the answers to the questions of how do I be content. And so, Lord willing, we will continue with this tomorrow, and we'll take a look at being content God's way. And so I'd like to sign off for now and say goodbye, and God bless you. I pray that your day will be blessed and that you'd be able to meditate on these things, these scriptures that we talked about. And may God fulfill this desire that we all have to be content. May he fulfill it in your heart today and every day. God bless you. And we'll talk, Lord willing, again tomorrow.